What is up, GWA Backstage? It has been a millennium since I last posted, be it on here or Gone Wild Audio, but you know what? I have some free time. It's been a hell of a rough few months, but you know, here I am. I got over a cold. I dropped out of school. You know, I've been working like full time seasonally, but whatever. We're going to put that behind us. And for right now, we are going to answer the kinky questions from Tumblr questionnaire. Okay. One, would you rather be blindfolded or blindfold me? I don't know who you are. And since I'm a huge sub that loves to be blindfolded, I'm going to say I would rather be blindfolded. Number two, would you rather orgasm while performing oral or during intercourse? I would rather orgasm during intercourse just because, yeah, I like oral. I like, you know, going down on people, but it's not so pleasurable that I feel myself like it's a turn on, but it's not that kind of turn on that, you know, gets, you know, my vagina going or anything. So yeah, I would rather orgasm while, you know, being fucked. Three, what was your high school sex fantasy? Jesus, I was very into some pretty crazy shit in high school. I was pretty much exclusively watching hentai at this point. So tentacles and bondage were pretty much my fetishes back then. And I still like them, you know, just not in the way I enjoyed them before. My high school sex fantasy would be either fucking somebody in an empty classroom or, you know, having tentacles. Not rape. I don't want to say rape, but tentacles consensually fucking me. I don't know. Four, what's your favorite position? I don't want to be boring and say missionary, but as much as I love doggy style, sometimes that angle hurts, like the dick presses against my cervix. I like doggy style. Missionary is fine. Something I've really enjoyed recently is laying on my side, like spooning somebody and having them fuck me from the back like that. That's my favorite position right now. It's just nice having somebody up against me like that, and it's like a decent position, and you can still get pretty deep in there. I like it. Five, which part of your body do you consider the most sexy? Probably my waistline. I'm pretty tiny. I'm not really thick. My voice just cracked right now, I'm sorry. I'm not really thick. I'm not really, like, heavy set. And I'm not particularly, like, bony either. I'm petite. But I have the illusion of a perfect hourglass figure because my waist is so thin. Like, my measurements, I think, are something like 34, 26, 32, 34, something like that. Maybe 36, somewhere in that range. So I have a technical hourglass figure, but it's like a subtle thing. It looks nice, though. I would say that's my sexiest part. If not, probably, like, my shoulders. Like, my shoulders and clavicle. Or décolleté, whatever. I would say that's probably the second. Six, do you like to swallow? Yes, not that I like it. It's just I don't mind it. You know, as long as you come far back enough, I could just swallow it in one go, then it's completely fine. I wouldn't prefer to have it, like, in my mouth, you know. I don't like licking it up. I would rather just have it one shot, just one swallow, and that's it. Done. Seven, who do you fantasize about when you're alone? I've never really been able to fantasize about a specific person. I remember porn that I've watched with actors, but I've never been able to be like, ooh, that hot teacher, that sexy boy I saw on the bus. I've never really been able to do that, because I don't know anything about them. And porn is the same way, don't get me wrong, like, I don't know anything about these actors, but I'm seeing in them maybe it's just that my imagination's not that good. Like, I could see these porn actors in that kind of situation already, but some random guy I passed by I thought was cute, I just can't do that. And I can't imagine people that I know, because that's really fucking weird. I don't do that. 8, your last sexual encounter, good or bad, and why? Good, because it was very unplanned. I went over to my partner's house and he was all like, you know, I'm busy today, like, yeah, you could come over, but we can't fuck. And eventually we did, later in the day. He's getting into rigging and using ropes, so he tied up my wrists and then he tied my foot to one of the couch legs and we fucked on the couch. It was really good, really hot, and he was kind of hitting me in certain spots he's not usually able to. And then we moved to the bed and finished there. He finished in me. Like, it was really good. I liked it. 9, where is one place you would never have sex? Probably an airplane. Just because it seems really cramped and airplanes kind of scare me a little bit. Just doesn't seem fun. And probably, like, in a park or something. Because that's just, like, too public of an area. I don't know. 10, top or bottom? Bottom. 11, best sexual compliment you ever got? Just people saying my pussy's tight, I guess. Or no, actually, that's not it. I do enjoy people saying, like, wow, your pussy's, like, tight. Oh, my God, I love fucking it. You're really wet. But the best sexual compliment I ever got was probably with my current partner. The first time we hooked up. The first few times I ever started fucking people, I have been so self-conscious about my body. It's just deeply rooted issues I have from just, like, being bullied growing up, and then also some shit my relatives have said to me. I just felt really insecure and unconfident about how I looked. So the first few times I fucked people, the first few times I was sexually active, I would apologize for my breast size. I would be like, I'm sorry, they're so small. And of course, I get either one of the responses I'll get is either, you know, what the hell are you talking about? Like, you're fine. Like, that's really fucking weird. Or, oh, like, don't worry. Like, I like them. But with my current partner, went the extra mile, and he, like, I was laying down in the bed and I'm all shy and I'm just like, oh, I'm so sorry that they're so small. And I look up at him and he got so serious. And, like, I'm sorry, I'm swallowing a lot, my throat hurts. He's saying, like, don't be sorry, like, what the hell are you talking about? I fucking love your breasts, these are fucking beautiful. And then, like, each word he was saying, he was just squeezing them and getting closer. And he finished by saying, I will always prefer breasts like these to larger sagging ones. And in that moment, I felt so validated, I felt so happy, it was great. And, you know, not to say that, like, there's anything wrong with having larger breasts, it's just that, you know, coming from a background, culturally and socially, where, you know, big breasts, like, D-cups and, like, big butts are, like, the norm, and then not being blessed with that kind of look, it's, like, it really does, like, take an effect on me. And just having somebody just honestly say, like, your body is what it is and I like it like that, like, it just felt great. I loved it. 12, when was the first time you masturbated? Probably when I was 8. The internet is a dangerous place because I somehow stumbled upon porn at that age, and I was, like, so intrigued by it because I didn't know what the hell it was. Like, it was so mysterious and different than what I knew, but at the same time it made my crotch kind of tingle and feel funny. So eventually I was like, well, let me touch my vagina and see what's going on. And I kind of played around with it, and it took me so long to come when I was younger. But I just knew that I liked that feeling. Even though it took a long time, I was like, I like that feeling I got when I had an orgasm. And I wanted to keep doing it, even if it took a long time. But at the time, it wasn't like now where I could, like,
masturbate, wait like 5 minutes or something, and then go back. I would only be able to do it like once a day, because like any more than that and it would take way longer to come, and it wouldn't feel as enjoyable, like, you know, like my mind wasn't with it. But the first time I masturbated was like at the family computer, making sure nobody's around, touching myself, and I was shaking. I was just like, holy shit, what was that? Like, I like it. 13. Would you ever have sex outside? Probably, depending where it is. I definitely am a try everything once type of person. Exhibitionism is definitely something I've been thinking about. If I get the courage enough to do it. But it really does depend where we're having sex. I wouldn't have sex in the park. I would probably have sex behind a building or something. But yeah, I'd be open to it. 14. Who gave you your last kiss? Did it mean anything? My partner. My partner and I were kissing, like, hold on, I gotta take a water break because my throat is fucking sounding like a skeleton right now. I don't know if you can hear it. Yeah, so my partner and I kissed probably Sunday night. I slept over his place at the last minute. And hold on, I gotta have a coughing fit. I'm gonna take a break. Okay, I'm back. That was embarrassing. So, yeah, where was I? We were sleeping in the same bed, like we always do. And I have wanted to kiss some, like, for a while. And I don't mean, like, you know, like a regular kiss. I mean just, like, no sexual shit, just sit there and kiss him for a while. So when we were going to sleep, he is a quick sleeper, like he was really tired because he had work the next day, I kind of climbed over to him and started kissing him, and at first he was kissing back, but eventually he was like, be a nice little girl, come on, I gotta go to sleep. And I just ignored him, and I was just like, no, but I want to kiss you. And he's like, seriously, like, stop. And he kind of pushed, he pulled me on top of him but pushed me away at the same time. And I was just like, look, we'll do it tomorrow. You know, I gotta go to sleep and be a nice little girl. You know, go to sleep too. You know, it's late. So I was like, oh, fine. So I got off him. I went on my side. He spooned me and I went to sleep. And that's how I've been going to sleep lately. To me, it meant something. I was doing very slow sensual kisses, but I don't know how he saw it. So 15, do you sleep in pajamas, underwear, or nothing at all? PJs, if I'm with my family, I sleep naked when I go to my partner's house. 16, if you had a sexual to-do list, what would be on top of the list? Probably being suspended and bound, like hogtied, but, you know, suspended. Being completely, like a gangbang, kind of, like a gangbang, while I was tied up and bound and having a Hitachi vibrator involved, you know. So the type of thing you would see on Kink, you know. 17, is a weird sex face, orgasm face, a total deal breaker? I don't know. I don't really get to see people's faces when they're coming. Usually because they tuck their face in my shoulder. I get self-conscious about that stuff too, so I'm not trying to look at the person, so no, it's not a real big deal to me. 18, do you have a gag reflex? Yes. 19, is your sex life award-winning or a total flop? I'd say award-winning. 20, are piercings sexy? Yes, except for genital piercings and those really odd... Like, I like piercings that are on the face and the belly button. But when it's, like, those asshole piercings or, like, clit or dick or, you know, those, like, lace ones where you get those piercings on your back and then thread ribbon. I've seen piercings that go around the collarbone. I just don't get it. I don't like those. But other piercings are sexy, I think. 21, can have you ever squirted before? No. 22, list your kinks. Ah, damn. That's gonna be tough, because I got so many. consensual non-consent, bondage, anal play, oral, both giving and receiving, role play of any type, usually. I like, you know what, let's go on my FetLife page, because I'll probably have everything there. I just can't remember right now. I have way too many to list, so hold on. Well, I just had a tough time going through my messages on FetLife because it's been a while since it's been like a month or something since I've been on there, and yeah, pretty creepy people have messaged me. But anyways, moving on to my list. My FetLife list right now is people with accents, anal sex, androgyny, ass play, bare bottom spanking, blindfolds, blowjobs, bondage, breast worship, cum, cunnilingus, domination, erotic photography, foreign languages, freckles, geeks, hair pulling, handcuffs, hentai, ice cubes, impregnation fantasy, kissing, light choking, lingerie, mutual masturbation, nipples, pantyhose stockings, phone sex, pussy worship, rimming, roleplay, schoolgirl uniform, small tits, softly trailing fingertips, spanking, spread pussy, submission, talking dirty, toys, and whimpering. I am curious about ball gags. Oh, actually, let me put that. I gotta go through my curious about section because some of these I've already tried. Ball gags, body paint, collar leash, consensual non-consent, doctor nurse play, double penetration, exhibitionism, finger fucking her in a public place, food play, forced orgasm, fucking machines, gangbags, kidnapping roleplay, non-priest play, period play, sex in public, shibari, squirting, suspension bondage, Sibian, tit fucking, waking her up with a good pussy licking. Those last ones were stuff I'm curious about. It's a pretty big list. I'm pretty sure there's stuff on there too that I'm forgetting that I didn't put on there, but yeah, it is what it is. How did you discover you were kinky? Just by the type of porn I was watching and at the rate I was watching porn, like, it was, like, about as much as what I imagined guys were watching. Well, not even, it was more than guys were watching. Because, surprisingly, guys at school were not really talking about porn. I wanted to talk about it, and they looked at me like I was weird, but, like, I was the only person, like, actively thinking about it. And, like, actually, like, thinking about it during class and, you know, oh, I can't wait to get home so I can watch porn. Like, that was me. I just, like, kind of thought to myself one day, like, wow, you're, like, a really kinky fuck. 24, what was your first kinky sexual experience? I masturbated next to somebody. Not somebody, not, like, a stranger. I went over to my friend's house to hang out, like, with me and my other friends, and I was the last person to leave. And we had some kind of, like, mutual attraction to each other, and I was pretty horny, so I suggested that we watch porn together. So we went to watch porn, and we were mutually masturbating, and I didn't want to show my body just yet, but he showed me his dick, and I swear to God, it was, like, the ugliest dick I've ever seen. But yeah, that was pretty much the first time I ever did anything remotely sexual. I was probably, like, 16. 25. Any unexpected ways kink has improved your life? If so, what are they? It's made me more social, definitely. I mean, the way I was going about my first sexual experiences were really wrong. I was, you know, willing to meet up with pretty much any stranger just to get what I want. And that's very dangerous because you can't be sure of everybody's true intentions. You know, you don't know if any of these people are fucking serial killers. But, like, doing that and, like, the way I was going about it has made me more social and open to talking to people, because before I was fucking shy and I couldn't look at anybody in the face. I let people walk all over me. But now that I've gone through the experience of meeting such, like, cool people and creepy people, and actually being the one to put my foot out and be the one to say, hey, I want to fuck somebody, let me actively look out for people, and, like, I have to force myself to be social, like, it made me social in my non-sexual life. Like, it has been helpful. And it also has improved my self-confidence, because the cool thing is that I sometimes I still do struggle with insecurities about my self-image, about my body image. But, you know, knowing that people don't really give a fuck what you look like when they want to fuck you, you know, having people, but like, not, like, people, like, the thing about having sex is that you're not obligated to comment, like, wow, I love your tits, or, like, wow, your pussy's really tight. Like, you're not, nobody's forcing you to say that. Like, you only say that if you want to say it. But, you know, having sex with somebody, like, knowing that somebody wants to have sex with me, you know, whatever the reason, like, you know, at least we're having sex, and then to have them randomly say, like, a compliment about my body, like, it made me feel good. Not to sound like, you know, an asshole, like, oh, I could get whoever I want. I'm not trying to be, like a dick about it, like, yeah, I could get whoever I want, bitches, like, no. All I'm saying is that I'm pretty confident that if I wanted to fuck somebody, I probably could, and if they don't want to fuck me, that's completely fine. But it has made me more confident in my self-image and, like, how I approach social situations, if that makes any sense. 26. What do you think is important in keeping a BDSM relationship healthy? Definitely establishing safe words, establishing boundaries and limits, aftercare. You know, because it depends on what type of BDSM you're doing. You know, some of it is really light, some of it is really heavy, but you should always have aftercare. You should always make sure, hey, are you okay with this? Or, like, do you want this? You know, like, incorporate it into your dirty talk, you know? It doesn't have to be so boring, like, hey, you like this? Just be like, you know, whisper in their ear, be like, oh, do you want it? Like, things like that. And definitely set your limits, you know? And if you have safe words, stick to them, please. I tried doing the traffic stoplight thing with my partner, and sometimes I would scream red instead of yellow. So, you know, just, you know, make sure you're aware of that. 27. Something that never fails to make you horny. Dirty talk, I guess. You know, like, whispering. Oh, definitely. Whispering in my ear and saying something dirty. Yes, whispering. Or lightly brushing my arm or something. That definitely gets me going. 28. Where is one place you would never have sex? I feel like I already answered this. Yeah, this is... Why is this question repeated? I already said, like, a park or airplane. 29. Most awkward moment during a sexual experience was when... Home. I would say probably... My first time having sex with a guy. It was a stranger. He was still in me, but I didn't know shit about how sex worked or, like, how condoms work or anything. So I was laying on top of him. I'm like, I don't like this at all. This is really fucking weird. And his dick slipped out of me, but because of, I didn't know how anything worked at the time, I thought that his condom had broke or something, and that he somehow, like, his pre-cum had come out. Like, I just thought that, like, the condom slipped off, and that's why it felt like that. And I just quickly, like, just jumped up and really quickly, like, got to the corner of the bed. I look like a fucking cat when they're on edge and their eyes are big and their claws are out. And he was just like, whoa, what happened? I'm just like, I gotta go, you know, I gotta go, I'm sorry. 30, what's the best way to sexually bind somebody? With your own body, your hands, handcuffs, ropes, that pretty much, that's it. 31, what's the fastest way to make you horny? Fastest thing? Standing behind me and, like, I feel your dick against my ass and, like, touching my arms or, like, bringing your lips up to my ear or something. Probably that. 28. Where is one place you would never have sex? I'm not answering that. I'm tired of fucking answering this. 29. The most awkward moment during sexual experience was... fuck. I feel stupid. I just answered these. I wasn't scrolling the page. 32. something that you have hidden in your room that you don't want anyone to find, I'm pretty much open with my stuff. I share a room with my mom, and I'm pretty open with her about my things. She knows I have, you know, a Hitachi wand. Probably I wouldn't want anybody to see, like, the other toys I have. I don't know. 33, two things you like, dislike about oral sex. If we're talking about dick, I don't like how your jaw eventually hurts. But I do like the feeling of having, like, something thick. I like sliding down on. I like how slick it is, you know. And having the person above me moan if I'm doing a good job, pussy looking. I don't like that sometimes something will, like, feel good for the person, and then, like, in a split second, all of a sudden it doesn't. It has something to do with, like, the clit and, like, the clitoral hood and everything. But I do like the feeling of a pussy, of, like, the lips and stuff. That feels nice to me. About receiving oral sex, I'd have to say, I like when it's fast and in the right spot. I don't like when, people, like, there's a certain, at least on my clit, because my clit is pretty sensitive, it gets painful sometimes. I don't like when people lick the part that's painful, and when I try to push them away to be like, no, that hurts, they just, like, pin my arms down and go for it. Like, that's really rapey. I don't like that. 34, how big is too big? Probably, I don't know, I guess above average for me, because I got a tiny body. And you know what, actually, I've noticed in my sexual activity life that people that talk about having a big dick usually don't know how to use it. They'll tell me beforehand, yeah, I got a big dick, girls can't handle me or anything. And then I fuck them, and it's like, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're just completely riding on the fact that they have a big dick. And I'm just like, you don't know how to use this. This isn't pleasuring me. Guys with big dicks like to do this thing where they grab my hips and, like, kind of pull me onto their lap. And that shit fucking hurts because you touch my cervix. I don't like that. Instead, I would much rather have a short dick that's very thick. That, to me, feels awesome. That's the situation with my partner. He has a small dick, I'm gonna admit it. But it's thick, and he knows how to use it, and he knows just, like, how to angle his hips and everything. Like, he actually has to work for it, and that's why I like it. 35, one sexual thing you would never do, probably, scat. I'm just not into scat. I'm not into baby play either. Those are fucking gross to me. You know, if you have the fetish, I feel bad for you, but that's, you know, do your thing, but that's not for me. 36, three spots that drive me insane. The top of my clit, the side of my neck, and my nipples. 37, do you like it when your sexual partner moans? Yes, definitely. I don't give a fuck what people say. You know, oh, it's really feminine. You know, that's not masculine to moan. You know, you're a female if you do that. I don't fucking care. That is so sexy to me when somebody moans. 38, is it good sex even if you don't come? Yeah, definitely. I almost never orgasm. I've only orgasmed, like, once from penetration. And incidentally, I didn't enjoy that sexual experience. But every other time, you know, if I partner and I don't get to come, I enjoy it. I still get, you know, out of breath. 39, do you watch gay lesbian porn? Why or why not? I used to be really into gay porn. I just found it really sensual. It's just, just something about it I liked better than, you know, straight porn. Because straight porn, let's be honest, it's like a blonde chick with, like, implants that look, like, way too comical. And then, you know, she blows the guy, you know, this ugly ass guy, she blows him for, like, 2/3 of the video, and then the actual penetration is just her faking, and he's just like, yeah, you like this dick, you fucking slut, and then he comes on her face, and it's really fucking boring. Whereas gay porn, there's some build up. There is gay porn that is just like, yeah, take it, ugh. But in my experience, it's not. It's just, like, slow, sensual. They ease into it. It's very erotic. Lesbian porn, I find, I want to find genuine lesbian porn. I feel like lesbian porn is really catered to straight men. Because there's a lot of things I see in lesbian porn that I'm like, that's not how that fucking works. Like, for example, scissoring. Scissoring, at least in my experience, was like, it doesn't feel like anything. It just feels like you're just bumping pussies with somebody and there's like nothing to it. And I'm just like, how the fuck do you have lesbian porn that's supposed to be like authentic, real? These are really lesbians, you know, even though they've done, even though these two actresses have done porn with male actors, you know, oh, I'm supposed to believe that they're genuine lesbians bumping pussies and like, oh, it feels so good. Like, I'm just like, no. Nah, I can't. If anybody knows what's like a good website with lesbian porn, please direct me to it. But in my experience, I'm not into it. It's just, yeah, sometimes I will watch it, but it's not as enjoyable as like gay porn or, you know, some straight porn with the emphasis on like eroticism. 40, if a child was born on the occasion of the last time you had sex, how old would the child be now? Probably, well, let's see, like 3 days old. 41, do you like giving head? Why or why not? Yes, I love giving head. I love dick. I love, just, it's empowering to me, I think, to have somebody at your mercy and, you know, you control whether they feel pleasure or pain. Cause I could just chomp my teeth down and then you're not gonna have a dick anymore. But I like it's also a challenge because everybody's different. It's a challenge to see like what sets this particular person off. So I like getting the person off. I like the feeling of a dick in my mouth. Like, it's just, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. It's enjoyable. You know, I don't get people that are like, oh, I will never suck a dick. You know, I expect a man to go down on me. I will never suck on a dick. You know, that's nasty. Like, what? Are you kidding? People were like, oh, I haven't, blowjobs, that's very, like, that's very derogatory against women. That's not, I'm like, I personally, speaking on behalf of myself, not all women, I personally like it. It feels very empowering to me. You know, as somebody with no power, it's something I can take control of and I like it. 42, do you own any sex toys? Yes. If so, how long have you had them? I've had my Hitachi wands since, probably like 2 months. And I have a bunch of off-brand Chinese toys that are probably a year old, but I don't really like them because they do nothing for me. They smell. They were like $1 each, so what did I expect? 43, do you watch porn? Yes. 44, have you had sex in your parents' bed? Hell no. Would you? Probably not, because I never live alone, so I'm not sure how I would sneak them here. 45, how would you react if you found your parents had sex on your bed? My parents are not together, so I'm not worried about that. I'd be like, whatever, that's normal. You know, carry on. 46, spanking, turn on or turn off? Yes, to a certain point. I like spanking if it's light. I don't like when my partner spanks me like rapidly. I like when it's like a one hit at a time, you know, like a pause in between. I don't like, you know, like if it's like a, well, that was shitty, sorry, I gotta put the phone down for a second. If it's something like pause and another, then that's fine. But when it's like, I don't like that shit. I'm not into that. No, that's a turn off. 47, what is one random object you've used to masturbate? Oh. I, one time, when I was younger, like, still in middle school, or, like, elementary school, I used a, lanyard to stick in my pussy, and it was a, what pattern was it? I think it was, like, the box one, like, a box lanyard. I've used that to masturbate. It didn't feel like anything. I didn't like it, so. 48, biggest sexual fantasy, skip, I don't know. 49, kitchen counter, couch, or on top of the dryer? I why the dryer? Why not the washing machine? Well, I don't know. I've never had a dryer. I've only had a washing machine. I like all of these. I've already tried couch sex, kitchen counter. I'm really tiny. I don't know how the hell that would work. I don't think there'd be enough leverage. On top of a dryer, yes, I want to try that. That sounds interesting. And finally, number 50, thoughts on period sex. Put a towel down, because, girl, periods don't end nothing but a sentence. That's just how I feel. I've done it. It's pretty good. I enjoy it. It's awesome. Thank you for listening, if you've actually taken the time to listen through this half-hour garbage mess. I will try to put out a new audio. It's just I'm a perfectionist. I record audio, I'm like, oh, I don't like this. Or I'll record it, and I'll be like, oh, I gotta add special effects or something, even though I don't know fucking how. And I'll end up deleting it, or be like, keep it on my phone. I have actually some stuff I recorded that's pretty much ready to go. I just kept it because I wanted to add sound effects. I'm probably never gonna get around to that, so I might just upload one of those soon. But yeah, I'm gonna try to put something out soon so that you guys aren't like, when the hell are you uploading next? Even though it's not like that, you know, I'm not gonna get a big ego like that. But thanks for listening. This is Cutie and Lavender on a Wednesday night, signing off. Bye.